1059 The Region, covering the most important stories of all, yours.
Coming up on Saturday, April 30th, at Roy Thomson Hall is a U.S. College Expo, a chance for Canadian students to get a chance at going to a U.S. college university and get a different university post-secondary education experience. To talk more about it, thrilled to be speaking to a brilliant woman, the founder and president of Prep Skills, Inc., Joanna Severino. Joanna, how are you?
I'm well, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I've had a few friends who had the U.S. college experience. It's not that it's better than the Canadian college experience, but it is different. It's a different way to get an education and a different way to see the world at the same time.
True. I think many of our Canadian students are considering U.S. for specific reasons. We generally see student athletes that want to pursue their dreams in the U.S. through a college a scholarship for most part. And then we have those who are considering the academic stream and specialized programs. And then, of course, the performing arts. So those are the three areas that we see our students pursuing.
Indeed. And in this event taking place Saturday, April 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Roy Thomson Hall. We must remind people it's free, but you have to pre-register to be a part of it. And it features stuff like SAT prep skills, which is an important component of getting into a U.S. skill. There's great speakers, including Michael Pinball Clemens, who went to William & Mary in the Virginia area. And you know, the one thing is people forget we associate Syracuse, Ohio State, Michigan, but there's also small schools in colleges in the U.S. that are not much bigger than your local high school here. So it's a really different range of experiences that you will find out at the U.S. College Expo.
Mm-hmm, definitely. We really try to include a wide cross-section of schools that are attending. And so you'll see Columbia University, but also Plymouth State and DuVille and many others that are coming out to engage with our Canadian students.
Now, one thing I've noticed, too, about some of my friends who did the U.S. college experience is the on-campus experience, the team spirit at some of these American schools. It is different, and they really did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, one of the key reasons why families come out to the expo is that the process of applying to a U.S. college can be daunting. And so I like to say to the students that there are really three pillars of success in terms of admission to these schools. And one being their academic record from grade 9 to 12, and that's sometimes unusual for Canadian students and families to hear. They're not accustomed to that. The second being the standardized tests like the SAT. And then the third would be their overall application, their personal statement, their volunteer and extracurricular, and who they are. So that really makes up a holistic admissions process, which is really different from what most Canadian students are used to here in Canada.
Speaking with Joanna Severino, the founder and president of Prep Skills, Inc., and the genius behind the U.S. College Expo, a free event taking place Saturday, April 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Roy Thomson Hall. Get all the details on their website. And as always, you can go to their Twitter feed at U.S. College Expo. So many schools, so many different experiences. You mentioned the daunting task. There are a lot of kids I know that say, I have a dream of going, but how could I possibly do it? So for families and parents going to the U.S. College Expo, what sort of things will they find out to help them navigate the waters to get to where they want to be?
Yeah, well, they do have the opportunity to meet those who've already been there. So you mentioned Michael Pinball Clemens. We're excited to have him. Also, Renata Fast, who's a hockey Olympian. And the experts that are there that can talk about their journey, but also the university reps that can really help them navigate the pathway. And as I said, those three main areas for admissions, the academics, the standardized testing, as well as the application. But the student athlete, I think, is unique in that they need to also go through the eligibility process, as you know. And so, what does it take to be eligible through NCAA to play D1, for example? And how do they fund their U.S. education? So we're also quite pleased to have RBC Future launch and RBC Cross Border with us.
Get all the details at uscollegeexpo.com. It's coming up. It'll be taking place and be here before you know it, Saturday, April 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Roy Thompson Hall. A free event, but you have to pre-register to attend. So if you have dreams of going to a big or small school in the United States, this is your opportunity, golden opportunity to do it. Joanna, thank you so much for your insight and helping people get to where they want to go in their dreams of the future.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Access Off Air using the TuneIn app or by asking your smart speaker, play 105.9 The Region.